it's good compared to the houses that are built today, because back then they put a lot of good stuff in them.
yeah, right.
So it's kind of like a...
Has it got real high ceilings? How high would you say they are about?
Just about...
About the same as this?
Yeah, maybe look. Yeah, about like this. Maybe a little... Yeah, about like this.
let me see. What about... Did you have a fireplace in your house?
In the living room. But we never used it.
Uh-huh.
Mama didn't want to dirty it up.
Okay. The thing that the, if you did use it, the thing that the smoke would go up, you would call that a what?
Chimney.
Okay. And the black stuff, or the, well, yeah, the black stuff that, that forms in it, you know? What do you call it?
Smut,
you would say? Okay. There's usually a place on the floor, you know, in front of the fireplace. What would you call that? You have a name for it?
No.
What about, you know, those things, those metal things they put in the fireplace that they put the wood across?
Oh, irons?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, irons. Do you ever hear them called, like, dog irons?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you would say?
Yeah.
Dog irons. You ever hear them called andirons? No. Okay. Let me see. What about the... thing up above the
mantelpiece.
Maybe a big round piece of wood, like with bark on it, that they put in the back of the fireplace. Now, if you didn't use it, you might not know.
I don't know
you
what
probably
that
never.
Is.
Okay. What would? Okay. What about the kind of wood they usually use to start a fire like that? A wood fire. What would you call it?
Chips.
Chips, okay. You ever hear of lighter or lightwood lighter?
Mm-mm.
No?
For the light of fuel.
Okay, okay. Let me see. And then after they've burned the fire, the stuff that's left over down in the bottom, you call that what?
Coals.
Okay, and then even after the coals, after that you have burned down, you have leftovers, what?
Ashes.
Yeah, okay. What about the kind of stuff you had around your house, the kind of things to sit on and so on? What's your house like, in other words?
Well, we have a couch in the living room and four big chairs. And the living room joins the dining room. And it's a big square table that has an ottoman to go in the middle of it to make it bigger.
Uh-huh.
A little center fold-out thing in it.
Uh-huh.
And then the kitchen room has a round table on it with a washer and a dryer and a dishwasher.
Mm-hmm.
Refrigerator and a big sideways freezer that you open up.
Uh-huh.
And the den has a TV and a couch and a chair and a desk.
Uh-huh.
Then the bedrooms all are kind of the same. They all have about the same kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
Beds, dressers.
Uh-huh. You ever see one of those big old-fashioned things that, you know, if you're going to hang clothes, that they used to hang clothes in if you don't have, like, a closet? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean, but I don't know what it is.
Okay. Let me see. And did you ever, you mentioned you have a couple couches around. Did you ever call them anything else or hear them called anything else?
Sofas.
Sofas. Maybe other words by older people? No. Okay, and then a collective name for all that stuff would be what? Okay.
I don't understand.
Okay. Furniture?
Furniture, okay, yeah.
Then to keep on the bed in the bedroom to keep the light out of the windows?
Drapes, curtains.
Curtains. What about if you had a thing on those things they have on the outside that open and close, call them shutters.
Shutters, yeah.
You ever hear?